board member, committee member. So I would like to call up the Hurley family to the podium if they don't mind. Sean and Betty and everyone else that's back there. As they're walking up to the podium, what we did this year at the Chamber, as you know, each year we honor our Tourism Person of the Year Award. And many of you are aware that Frank T. Hurley passed away this year. And we've decided to rename our Tourism Person of the Year Award as the Frank T. Hurley Tourism Person of the Year Award. So going forward each year, and then we just have a couple words we'd like to share with the audience and do a little presentation, if you don't mind. Just like to read something to everyone. Frank T. Hurley Jr., the go-to guy for any information on the history of Paso Grill. A legend in St. Pete Beach, where he served on the city commission for two terms, owned and operated a real estate agency which has been there since 1918. Frank T. Hurley Associates, which is the name of the business, it makes it one of the longest standing businesses on the beach. Mr. Hurley wrote several books about the city where he lived for most of his life. Paso Grill Vignettes, Times Past, Tales Remembered, published in 1999, and Surf, Sand, and Postcard Sunsets, A History of Paso Grill and the Gulf Beaches, published in 1977. He wanted to write another book about Fort Brooke in Tampa, but his quality of life was so bad at the end, he wasn't able to finish it. Mr. Hurley also worked as a journalist, including as a reporter for the St. Petersburg Evening Independent, now known as the Tampa Bay Times. He served in the U.S. Army Air Forces in 1943 through 46. He chaired the Pinellas Historical Commission, the Traffic Safety Council, and the St. Pete Beach Historical Preservation Board. Frank sat in his office 7 days a week, and they can attribute a large portion of their business year to year due to the tourists that have visited and decided to make these beaches their home. Today, we are honored to have Frank's family here with us. The Chamber, as I said, we're changing the name of the award to the Frank T. Hurley Tourism Person of the Year Award. But in addition, and I do want to put an anecdote that Frank T. Hurley was one of the first people I met when I came to the Chamber. And I sat in that office and listened to a lot of history at that time, and I think many of you in this room have probably experienced the same thing, and I was very honored to have met him. Additionally, the Chamber is going to be planting a tree in honor of Frank T. Hurley in Hurley Park on Paso Grill. So we have a little tree. It is not the tree we're planting, to give to you today with a certificate to honor Frank T. Hurley. Thank you. And now, for who is the winner of the Frank T. Hurley Tourism Person of the Year Award, I would like to call up Danette Lynch with Florida Restaurant and Lodging, who is our award sponsor, and last year's recipient, my friend Steve Westfall.
Was there anything you needed to do?
No?
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks, Robin. And thank you, everybody. What's that?
Yes, I was told I did.
I thought so.
We're very honored, once again, as the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association, to be a sponsor of this award. Actually, everybody in this room deserves some sort of award for all that they do in tourism every single day. So we thank you very much. And Steve, we're very proud that you're presenting this again.
Thank you. All right. So you'll get a big page. Okay. Obviously, we're ad-libbing a bit of this. Okay. Still Steve Westfall. Still an honor to be here in this room of people that works so hard in tourism. And I want to say it was an honor to receive this award last year. And given the fact of who I have a little secret. I don't think anybody else other than Robin in this room knows who's going to get this award, but it is an honor to be in the company of the past recipients and especially this next person who I can't wait to see get this award. I too, Danette and Robin, would like to take just one moment for a special thank you because, you know, tourism, you know, this button right here, you know, that says we love tourists. There's a reason, you know, I got this award last year, and I do love tourists. I think we all do for the benefit and what they bring to our lives on a daily basis. I'll try to make this short. My lovely wife and I, Nancy, we were up in New York City just a few short months ago. It was 29 degrees outside. We're sitting inside a nice little cafe, and this 45-foot bus pulls up outside with a beautiful picture of flip-flops, a sandy beach, water, and a Visit St. Pete Clearwater on the side of the bus. it warmed my heart, our hearts. I'm here to tell you it's working. I don't think there's a person that I've spoke to in this room that hasn't confirmed that it's been a banner year for all of us in the tourism industry. And I, for one, for all the efforts of the people that made that bus happen, that printed this bus, this button, and that everyone that helps with tourism is a heartfelt thanks from up here at the podium. All right, so thank you. All right. I was presented a script here. I'm going to try and stick with it, but, to bits and pieces of it, I feel like I probably could have written myself because I've known this individual a very, very long time throughout my entire career. I started to say that some of what I may share might not be appropriate for mixed company, so to that effort, I am going to try and stick to the script. And on here, I become even more aware of the depth of the relationship that this person has with the community, and we'll all understand, and you know why this is perfect, I think, for the delivery today. This person was selected and has been instrumental in the area of tourism a variety of ways. First through philanthropic and board work with such agencies as the YMCA, Clearwater for Youth, Abilities Foundation, Ruth Eckert Hall, Hospice of Florida Suncoast, All Children's Hospital, Make-A-Wish Foundation, I'm only halfway there, UPark, Festival of Trees, Help a Child Network, American Cancer Society, Suncoast Hospital, Children's Cancer Center, Bayfront Hospital, St. Brendan's Church, and the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. The list goes on. It doesn't stop there. Another important aspect of the tourism impact this individual brings is being one of the founders. You're going to have quite a clue here. One of the founders for the Bright House Super Power Boat Races in Clearwater Beach. Now in its sixth year, this event has expanded room night bookings and increased economic impact throughout Pinellas County. Finally, we must give praise for the many award-winning businesses that set the bar high for all others in this industry. Direct Seafood, Seahall Southeast, Salt Rock Grill, Rumba Island Bar and Grill, Island Way Grill, Marlin Darlin, Key West Grill, and Salt Rock Tavern. And I understand a new cantina coming soon to Clearwater Beach. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a terrific honor, and would you please join me in congratulating a man I've looked up to my entire career, the Frank T. Hurley Tourism Person of the Year for 2014, Mr. Frank Chevis.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Hello? First off, I want to thank everybody here, and this is an honor, especially coming from Steve. And then I want to thank all the elected officials. And then I want to thank Bright House. And just a big thank you to all of you. Thank you.